what commitments has the SSPDF made to Ligand International standards on protection of child and schools during conflict? You've already started mentioning and breaking that down. If you would like to continue from there, then we can carry it on. We're welcome.
Yeah, we give orders to the commander in the ground, the one which is occupying the school, and the commander that is that person to vacate the school. Sometimes we give them 72 hours, and it happens. That's why it is completely a reduction in the occupation of schools with the SSPDF.
Now, what are some of the challenges that South Sudan still face in keeping education safe from conflict-related disruptions?
Really, we are facing a lot of challenges due to issue of the civil population. Due to insecurity, they leave their areas and then they go to refugee camp, and then the school remain empty. And the local authorities that remain there, when they see some criminals coming back and they start removing iron sheets, removing other things in the school, innocently they go to the commander that is near the school and they say, can you send a post to come and guide this school? And then the commander sends the post and it became an occupation of schools. And also in areas where conflict is intensive, so schools cannot operate. So these are the challenges that actually disrupt education in South Sudan. Moving from place to place, children were left without education. And the one which are a bit studying are the one in the urban areas and the one who went to the refugee camp. But the one remaining in the village are the most affected one.
How is the SSPDF working with the communities, teachers and the humanitarian partners to ensure the protection of education is in place?
The Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare actually came up with a book that deals with the protection of schools, protection of children, especially female children, and also in the committee that I mentioned, the high level interministerial committee, we have all the line ministries together working for the protection of children in South Sudan. That include even education, include even health, include even Ministry of Agriculture. It also include Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare and the other line ministries, including Ministry of Defense and the Veteran Affairs. So we are working hard, actually, in South Sudan to see into it that the issues of irregularity in studies in South Sudan can be settled, and children go to school as usual. But the issue of insecurity is the one affecting us a lot.
And what message would you like to send to the partners, children, and also communities on this Observance Day?
I want to say to the community and the general public that is listening to Radio Miraya that education is very important. Although there is the issue of insecurity in South Sudan, let us try to make a mobile education system that moves together with the local population. In case there is a displacement, let the teachers go together with the local population, then they establish a school, although under the tree. You see, we can learn. Somebody like me, I learned under the tree because during the Anyanya 1 struggle, I was still a child, and we do learn under the tree. But now I'm becoming a major general. So education can be settled in any way. Let us not think that only in the school. The other thing is that the issue of insecurity is actually beyond my capacity, but I'm appealing to our leaders if they can listen so that this issue of insecurity all the time will not be there, so that our children in South Sudan can exercise their educational freedom and they join the other, like the other countries where there is no insecurity in that country. so that the level of illiteracy also can be lift a bit in South Sudan. So let us work together. Let us put education to be the priority in South Sudan, so that the next generation cannot be down, so that we raise the next generation to the level of the world, so that they also enjoy like the other children of the world. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Major General Chaplain Khamis Edward, for talking to Radio Miraya and about this very important issue. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day.
Thank you.